Men at Work by Elizabeth Cage. Bloody workmen, you just can't rely on them. Emma cringed as Matt slammed down the phone. They were supposed to be here at 7. I wanted to brief them about the layout. She knew what was coming next. Can you sort this out, Emma love? He wheedled, giving her a boyish grin that had once charmed her into agreeing to most of his requests, reasonable or otherwise. You know I have to go to the office. I'm late as it is. Before she could answer, he'd grabbed the car keys and was already on his way out. Of course, Matt. No problem, Matt, she muttered irritably into the empty kitchen. She'd planned to spend the day working on an essay for her counselling course. Sighing, she made herself a strong black coffee. She needed the caffeine. It wasn't that she minded sorting out the builders. It was the assumption that she would, without question. Being taken for granted. She tried the number again, but there was no reply. The builders were probably on their way over. She glanced at the clock. 8:15. She was sure they'd be here soon. They weren't unreliable, just a bit lax when it came to timekeeping. But they did a good job, took pride in their work. Nice couple of blokes, really. Brothers, Steve, who was 25, and Gus, 18. She knew their ages because after they'd finished work on Friday night and joked over tea and biscuits, Gus had mentioned his recent birthday party and complained that his brother was getting past it at 25, which made her laugh. Then he tried to guess her age. 21 at most, he'd suggested. And the rest, she'd replied, blushing. She was already 33 when...